If there's a safety issue on the roads this winter, DOT road crews will be allowed to work overtime to sand, salt, or plow, according to Acting Regional DOT Director Andy Hughes.
Absolutely. Our maintenance foremen are people out in the communities who are in charge with providing maintenance in the interest of preserving public safety. And, you know, ultimately it's their call. We're simply asking them to, you know, when they make those calls to consider whether it is an emergency, whether it is needed in the interest of public safety or not.
In an October memo, DOT staff in Petersburg told the police department that due to a budget shortfall, winter maintenance on state roads would be limited to normal working hours only from 5 a.m. to 4 p.m., with no overtime callouts. Concerned over traffic safety, the police department put out announcements warning motorists about potentially dangerous conditions this winter. Police Chief Dale Stone said he had been told by DOT officials at the time not to call for road maintenance after hours. DOT spokesperson Roger Weatherall told KFSK Public Radio earlier this month the apparent cutbacks would affect road maintenance throughout the region and that the department would not be seeking additional funding. Weatherall and Hughes this week said that was incorrect, that the department was not cutting out overtime. However, DOT's Hughes said that the agency is concerned about rising costs, and he acknowledged that local crews were told to be conservative about spending and overtime.
Actually, what we directed them to do is due to our observation of rapidly rising costs, to carefully manage spending in order to stay within our current budget allocations. And so we provided them with a number of directives, and one of them was overtime. In other words, to look at overtime necessary whenever the public safety is involved, but not to commit to overtime unless it is a necessity to protect public safety.
While Hughes says crew foremen were told to, quote, tighten up on spending, he claims his office did not intend for them to cut out overtime altogether.
However that came or was understood, if it was understood there shall be no overtime, that was a misunderstanding. It's corrected now.
The October memo in Petersburg also noted that the DOT would only apply the de-icer magnesium chloride and highway sand to hills and corners rather than more of the road surfaces. That's because of a limited supply of the material. Hughes says crews were told to be conservative in the use of magnesium chloride as well, but he says they will be supplied with more if needed.
Mag chloride is a chemical that we can get readily, and we intend to replenish it to the degree that we need to stay ahead of things. But we're not maintaining a big supply of mag chloride this year as we have in previous years at the stations, because if we don't need it by the end of the winter, that's an unnecessary expense. So if we manage it more tightly, we feel we can without compromising availability and the foreman's ability to provide safe roads.
After hearing about the issue from Petersburg earlier this month, State Representative Peggy Wilson of Wrangell contacted Hughes.
You know, because I was very concerned about the safety of people driving on those roads. And he said that they would not let any safety issues go, and that they were going to submit a supplemental request.
Wilson is in line to be chair of the House Transportation Committee, which would put her in a good position to advocate for supplemental maintenance money. Hughes says the department is preparing to make such a request if the need is there, though part of it will depend on the weather in Southeast this winter. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.